IFRS 9, paper 11. You say you've enjoyed that so much you stay at the table? Legal dual currency bonds.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So, agenda paper 11. In this paper, we discuss the feedback on the committee's tentative agenda decision that addressed the request about how a holder would classify a particular financial asset applying the requirements in IFRS 9. Specifically, the request described a dual currency bond with a par amount denominated in one currency and fixed interest coupon payment denominated in one another currency. The submitter asks whether such an instrument has contractual cash flows that are solely payments for principal and interest. The committee received 6 comment letters. 3 respondents agreed with the committee's decision not to add this matter to its standard setting agenda for the reasons set out in the tentative agenda decision. The other 3 respondents also agreed with the committee's decision not to add the matter to its agenda, but disagreed with the committee's decision not to provide further guidance on or analysis of the matter. There were 3 areas that elicited comments. 2 respondents commented on the committee's decision not to analyse the financial instrument described in the submission. While neither respondent disagreed with the committee's conclusion that the instrument is not wide common and that the matter does not have widespread effect, they said it would be helpful if the committee were to explain how to apply the requirements in IFRS 9 to the specific instrument. As explained in paragraph 11 to 14 of the paper, we recommend the committee not make any changes to the tentative agenda decision in this regard. This is because the response to our outreach request in the end, the comment letters on the tentative agenda decision both indicate that the instrument described in the submission is not common, and we have not obtained evidence that the matter has widespread effect. In addition, the instrument is very specific, and as described in the paper, there are risks to providing answers in each of the decision to highly specific fact patterns. Finally, we are unaware that dual currency bonds are causing problems in the implementation of IFRS 9. One respondent suggested the committee or the board address the broader matter of determining the appropriate unit of account for the purposes of applying the SPPI condition. As explained in paragraph 17 to 19 of the paper, we think the committee should not address this broader matter because it is different from the matter described in the submission, and we are unaware that it is causing problems in the implementation of IFRS 9. The respondents acknowledge that it doesn't have information that indicates this is a significant matter in practice. Finally, 2 respondents commented on the difference in the staff analysis and recommendation on this matter and on the 3 agenda decision on IFRS 15 that were finalized in March 2018. Paragraph 21 to 24 of the paper explain our view that the committee has thoroughly considered its approach to answering questions submitted to it, and consequently, we think the committee should not make any change to the tentative agenda decision in this regard. Having considered all the comments received, we recommend that the committee finalize the agenda decision as published in the March 2018 IFRIC update. I will now ask whether you agree with our recommendation.
Comments, Carl?
Yes, thank you. I agree with staff's recommendation. Just a small suggestion in the second last paragraph of the agenda decision. My suggestion is linked to the same inclusion in agenda paper 12. On the basis of the responses to the outreach performed on the request, I would insert additionally, and the comment letters received. I think it's important to emphasize that.
Okay, thank you. Good suggestion. Bruce?
Yeah, I agree with the where the staff go to. I mean, I do share the view of some of them that would have been actually quite nice to have unpacked this from an understanding point of view, and I don't know if it's something you want to make feed through to the education guys or something, because I think it'd actually be a very good example.
All right. Can I get a show of hands then on the proposed agenda decision?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Everybody here?
And Mikhail?
Report.
Thank you. So that's all in support.